Now, here's an example from Spanish real quick. I have to give a Spanish example. It's like, if I don't, I'm not true to my cause. There's such a thing called the overt pronoun constraint, which basically says if you have overt pronouns, okay, they can only co-reference with things in certain ways. Okay? Now, English we like 99% of the time, we have to have a he or she in a sentence. Correct? Spanish, we don't. Spanish, he or she is optional. So if I say habla, then if I'm talking to Christina, we're talking about somebody over there, I say, ¿Sabías que habla español? Did you know that she spoke Spanish? I don't have to say ella, okay, because it's just not required in Spanish, right? Now, but I can say ella if I want to. ¿Sabías que ella habla español? It's not wrong. Okay, so it's optional, and there are discourse constraints on it, but that's irrelevant to this particular study right here. Overt pronouns are prohibited in Spanish when they're bound in the same sentence. That means if the antecedent is in the same sentence, you cannot use the pronoun. So here's an example. This was taken from a study that was ongoing during the O.J. Simpson thing, which I recapitulated last week in my house when I fell. I had blood everywhere. If you want, I'll send you the digital photographs I took. The court charged that some journalists had been in contact with the jurors. Several of them were questioned by the judge. They gave people that lead-in. Then they said, translate this sentence. No journalist admitted that he had talked to the jurors. Now, when you see he, what is he referred to? What's the antecedent? Journalist, right? So you have a what's called co-reference in the same sentence. He and journalist are co-referenced. Okay, they mean the same person. Okay, so in English, we have, of course, have to use a he. In Spanish, the use of él would be wrong there. We cannot do that. So that's a constraint on the way overt pronouns work in a language. Now, if you have the referent outside of the sentence, okay, then it's okay. You can go either way. So in the O.J. Simpson trial, it is clear that the press has a negative bias of the defendant in the reporting. Some journalists said that he was a wife beater. Now, translate this sentence. But no journalist said that he was guilty. Who does the he refer to? O.J., okay? It no longer refers to somebody in the same sentence, it refers to somebody who came previously. So here, I have the option of using the overt pronoun or not. Okay? Before I can't, here I have the option. So what do you think second language learners of Spanish do? Well, they look just like native speakers, actually. This is not something they ever learn. This is not something we teach people. Okay, so even low speakers of Spanish, we're talking about basically two or three years of college Spanish, are already patterning like native speakers, where when the referent is in the same sentence, they prefer null as opposed to overt. There's something wrong about overt. Okay, when it's referential, they go back and forth like the native speakers. Notice the advanced speakers of Spanish are actually pushing it more than the native speakers. They're going, no, it's always no. We don't like overt. The reason we have some zeros there is because those are missing responses in the data, I believe. Okay, and then they go back and forth between no and overt when it's the referent is outside the discourse. So the question is, how do these learners of Spanish who are never taught this stuff, and it's not out there in the input, how do they come to know that there's this constraint on the use of pronouns in Spanish? Well, I can tell you later if you want to know. There are dozens, literally dozens of studies like this, okay, that show that learners come to know a lot more than they possibly could know, or they possibly could have gotten from the input or have been taught. Now, what's crucial to understand here is that you cannot trace this to the first language. We cannot say all this research, the results are because the first language and second language look the same. We have data like Mataharjono's. Okay, where the Indonesian and Chinese speakers don't have WH movement the way it is in English. So it's not that they're transferring L1, which would be the claim if we only looked at the Italian speakers, right? And in the case of the verb pronoun constraint, English always requires the pronoun, and it can be in a bound thing or an unbound situation. Spanish is not like that. So it's not that English speakers are transferring their knowledge of pronouns in English to Spanish. Something else is going on. People are getting information from somewhere else. Okay? Well, everything here that we just said in second language acquisition is true of first language acquisition, as we saw with the wanna and the ain't, and we could go down the road. about stuff. Okay.